7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
What? No. No. I don't think 9:08 is the correct time. Let me look at a clock here. Oh, yes. The actual time is, of course, 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello. Once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe.
Yes,
and I'm Fun. Hello Kitty thinks so.
Hello.
Yeah, you are. And, you might be wondering, what was the deal with the beep instead of the ding, Tobe? Well, the ding is still in the other room, so we had to go with a beep. That's just how it goes down sometimes. And right now, it's time to pour the tea. Oh yeah. And I spilled a little bit, so we gotta wipe that up. There we go. What kind of tea do we have today? Oh yeah. Oh, so good. So yummy, drinking that high mountain oolong again. This is the last of it. No, at least this is the last of the batch of leaf that I started yesterday. I think I'll switch to something else a little bit later today. What will I switch to? I don't know. Maybe go back to drinking that yin ding. But maybe I'll try something else. I don't know. Haven't decided yet. Haven't given it much thought. I've been kind of having a weird morning, and my attention has been elsewhere. My attention has mostly been on football, because, I eventually got up, rolled up off the floor, turned on my TV to find my football news, and, there's all kinds of football news drama, plus cricket. What do I want to do? I don't know. See, the thing is, I'm waiting for my Dortmund game to come on. It's Champions League day. And so, who does Borussia Dortmund play today? I don't remember. Sheriff? No. It doesn't matter. But I gotta get ready, mentally prepared for that game. Which of course means I need to drink more tea. Because I like drinking tea. Oh, it's so good. Oh, yummy. Alright. So what are we doing just hanging out in here? We should probably go see what's going on. So let's leave this room. Oh boy, that's kind of difficult to walk today. That's okay. I don't intend to do much walking. Oh my god. Well, who's this up here? Well, I saw that yawn. Little Miss Yawny and Sleepy. You should go back to sleep, because I have to do Dubious Goals Committee. Okay, see you later. Let's go in here. Let's see what's going on. Oh, nothing's going on yet. All right, fine. Oh, yada, yada. I guess we better go see what the cat's doing, because I have a feeling the cat wants some water, because when we wake up in the morning, we sure are thirsty kitties.
Are you a thirsty baby? Okay, do you want some waters?
I guess we're going into the kitchen. Oh, wow, my cat's walking in the main door, and she's jogging over to the kitty water cup.
Oh, look at that. Some kitty water cup.
All right, I've developed this new technique. I have this new idea, this new trick. What I do is I take a paper towel here. I fold it.
Yes, you're a good baby.
And I fold it in half. And I place it right on the water cup. And so it absorbs some water. Remember, this water cup is completely full. But the cat wants more water. So then I have to pick up the water cup that is now at least not too full to be picked up as it was 3 seconds ago. And I pour out some of the water. I put the cup back on the ground. The cat sniffs it and says, yeah, this is my water cup. And then I get the kitty water jug.
Yes, here it comes. You ready for some water? You want some thirstiness? Yes, I can hear you purring. You're purring so loud.
And then I start pouring water into the kitty cup. And she sees it going in and she says, oh, fresh water. And she tries to drink the stream as it flows out of the jug.
Yes, drink it up.
Here, you can listen.
Yeah, we're drinking that kitty water.
And now we're good. I have balanced the water jug so that the neck of the jug is on the rim of the cup. And she's still drinking it, thinking that the water's still flowing, I guess. I don't know. I just... Nothing makes any damn sense to me. And that's fine. All right, let's get back down in here. Oh, let me sit down. We got to get down to business. Oh, and look who just charged down in here. And yeah, hi, baby. Hi. You want to do some kitty... I almost sat on the cat because she does this all the time. She comes running back down, and I don't notice, and she sneaks underneath me and ready to do some kitty business.
And I almost sat on the kitty. Don't sit on the cat.
Okay, Peppa, get in the kitty pit. Get in there.
Come on. Come on, jump in the pit.
Yeah, we need to see what the latest Karim Benzema news is, dang it. We gotta check it out. Let's punch it in.
Den kann ich nicht bestätigen. Sollte es der Fall sein, dann freue ich mich drüber. Dann ist es ein erster Schritt. Bei Serge wäre es schon ein sehr guter, weil er schon genesen ist und schneller vollständigen Impfschutz erlangt. Bei Jamal würde es noch ein bisschen dauern, aber trotzdem musst du immer den ersten Schritt vor dem zweiten gehen und das wäre dann der erste.
Okay, this is German and I'm only understanding every 18th or 19th word. Something about players.
Ich habe eine klare Meinung dazu, dass ich es gut finde, wenn man sich impfen lässt und auch richtig finde, um der Pandemie Herr zu werden und die Pandemie zu besiegen.
Something about the right thing to do and a pandemic.
Ja, aufgrund von den Entscheidungen der Spieler.
Yeah, okay. Außergewöhnliche Qualität. This is not what I was looking for. okay, no, well. Here's the deal. The story that I'm looking for, the story that I'm trying to follow right now is about Karim Benzema, a famous football player who has recently been convicted of conspiracy to blackmail somebody, and he's actually going to play today. Somebody, oh, that's okay, we're putting you into the game. I just saw a thing about, wait a minute. Is the Besiktas Ajax game on right now? I don't understand what's happening. This was, Pippa, what's happening? Is the Shakhtar game on right now too? I don't. Oh, right. There was the whole daylight savings thing 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago. So the games have started, haven't they? Yes, they have. Oh, we're 8 minutes in. 8 minutes in to Shakhtar versus Inter.
Del Bosnio. Lo hace bien el Inter porque encajona al Shakhtar, que no ha podido salir jugando limpio todavía. Aquí la pelea en lo físico proponía una ventaja para Checo, pero muy
yeah,
bien.
No, you gotta call that. That's not cool. All right, so we got Inter Milan versus Shakhtar Donetsk. As you know, I am a huge Shakhtar Donetsk fan. I'm also a big Inter Milan fan, but when these two play each other, I gotta go with Shakhtar. And this probably isn't gonna go very well because Shakhtar is at the bottom of the group. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so Besiktas. Besiktas versus, who are they playing? Ajax? Is that on channel 99? Let's find out. Sí. Es verdad.
Este Darami tuvimos la posibilidad de verlo en el campeonato europeo en categoría sub-21 y fue uno de los grandes estandartes de esa selección de Dinamarca, principalmente por el desequilibrio, por la capacidad física, por las condiciones técnicas. Todas esas.
And here's where it gets a little bit weird. You know, traditionally I'm a huge Ajax fan. For no other reason than Johan Cruyff. But strangely enough, I'm also a big Besiktas fan and have become a Besiktas fan in the last, like, 5 or 6 years. It's hard to explain why. Just because Besiktas. Come on. let's get more Turkish teams in the Champions League. Although there almost always is. Oh, that was close. Come on. So anyway, we've got some football stuff to do today. At least I do. Me and my cat do.
Kids, you're a baby football lover.
Is my cat paying attention? No.
In Manchester, but he's got his attentions firmly fixed on PSG's game against Manchester City. Will he be the new man at Old Trafford next season? More on that next.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. Being as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer got fired from his job, Manchester United still doesn't have a manager, and they want Pochettino. But yeah, well, we'll see how that happens, and who knows. And what are you doing, Pippa? Hi, you still making the biscuits? Yes, it's so good to make biscuits on my knees. My cat is kneading my knees. Good job. And now she's trying to shove her face into my shin. Yeah, Peppa, we have to do dubious goals committee, not kitty business. What are we doing? Well, I guess we need to go to some music while I deal with the cat here. So, I don't know. How about some gamelan action? Yes, I think that's what we need today. So let me pull something up here. Thank you. That's an unusual way to end that, but I'll take it. Oh, I think I need to be in a gamelan. Why don't I know any gamelani people? I know people in every kind of band ever. Except for a gamelan. Oh, ow. My back hurts. Okay, so yeah, that was great, but now what do we do? I guess we could pray to the musical instrument god to send me more musical instruments. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, doesn't the musical instrument god just send you instruments every couple months anyway? Why do you need more? What could you possibly need? Well, I need some of this cool gamelan stuff, like that big rack of gongs, the hanging ones, you know? Pretty much every instrument in the gamelan is gongs. I mean, drums and gongs, right? But, you know, there's this one thing, and I can't remember what it's called. But it's the big rack of the big bossed gongs that are hanging. And you get to sit between the racks of gongs and dong, dong. Oh, it's so cool. I want one. But me, all I get is one gong. This one, the ding. There it is. More gongs. Where are you gonna put them, Tobe? Where are you gonna put those two giant racks of gongs, you idiot? I don't know. I could probably find a place. I've really been fascinated with gongs lately. Well, I guess I should say I've been fascinated with gongs and cymbals my entire life, but as a child, I couldn't figure out how they worked. How do you get such a complex sound out of a chunk of metal, right? That should just go ding. But no. I have since learned a great deal, but in my search for cool gong stuff, you know, a couple days ago I was watching this thing about the gong highway. And why don't I get to drive down the gong highway? Well, at one end of this gong highway is like the world's largest gong. And it's next to this temple. And the damn gong is bigger than the temple. I kid you not. The thing is absolutely huge. And I said, wow, I need to go to that temple. The temple of the gong. That's the temple. The damn gong frame. That's where I want to go. And then as soon as I saw that and realized I need to go there, I thought, yeah, but how do you sound it? This gong is many meters tall. How do you hit it? What does it sound like? Oh my God. Okay, I gotta stop thinking about it. Otherwise, I'm gonna be just hyper-focused on that damn gong all day. Calm down, Tobe. So anyway, you might be wondering where we are with our own personal gong-sounding business. Well, Besiktas just scored. Besiktas has scored on Ajax. All right. The other game is still 0-0. All right, so where are we with this stuff? Give me a bong. Bong, 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 bong. Well, we're sort of still in the same place where we were yesterday. Let's put the microphone in a strategic spot. Get out the rubber ball mallets. and I just remembered something. I just remembered something I thought of last night. We need to go over here into this corner of the room. Because last night I was thinking, you know, I need more gongs and I need more stuff. And do I? And then I remembered, oh yeah, I've got a triangle over here somewhere. Yes, here it is right here. And here is the striker for the triangle. This is probably not a good triangle. This is some kind of little kid thing. But I do now have it in my hot little hands. And how am I going to do this? Got to put the microphone down again. And what do we got? Clip, clip, clip. But the big question is, what note is that? Get out one of the tuners here. And are we getting a decent note? Can't even pick it up. Let's try this again. It might be thinking F. And it's also showing me B. And G. Well, I was hoping this would be a great idea. Oh, here's another note for me. No. I'm thinking I need to make gongs. I'm thinking, what do I have that's gong-like? Well, I need large pieces of metal, and I've only got a couple things like that. One, my bathtub. That's not going to fly. Wait, what about the kitty tornado shelter? Yes, yes. Ugh, now we got to get back up and go over to the other corner of this room where we have the kitty tornado shelter, which is a steel box. Imagine, well, it's not a box, it's a tube. And it's got stuff on it, so it's not gonna resonate or anything, and it's sitting on the floor. That's almost something. Boom, boom. There's a note in there. Okay, maybe I'll have to look into that further later, because that might have some possibilities. And I know what you're thinking, but Tobe, what if there's a tornado? Where's the cat gonna go? Well, we're out of tornado season now, so I'm not overly concerned about that. Oh, let me sit back down here. But I do feel like I need some more gong-like things. And I'm just remembering, oh yeah, what was that thing I was doing last night? Can I do the thing I was doing last night? Yeah, because last night I realized, hey, if I've got G major, and I now have A major, which is then there's something else. Then I need a D. Because now I can do something different. I don't have a D major, but I've got that pseudo D, which means we can do stuff like this. Okay. How did I do this? Thank you. Renfri. Trying to do here? Resolve to. Where am I? Wait. This one. And now I go to what? To that. But. That's the pseudo D. Gamelon boy! Wait. So if it goes... Damn note. Where's the note? All I want is to find the damn note. It's not on here. That's why we can't find it. Anyway, we can sit here and keep trying to look for it, but we're obviously running out of time. Look at the damn clock. You've been listening to The Dubious. Tobe wishes he was in a Gamelon committee, but since he can't be in one, he's just gonna be his own damn Gamelon committee. At 1930 UTC, every single day, my name's Tobe and I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Sorani.